Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Hey, it's RU Fridays around here. That's the RU Recovery Program, faith-based, Bible-based, Christ-centered addictions program. And we meet every Friday night right here at Bible Baptist Church from 7 to 9 p.m. And come on out and join us and get on your flight for freedom to be free from any stubborn habits or addictions that keeps you from being what God would want you to be. We invite you out to join the others who are on their flight for freedom from those stubborn habits and addictions. And if you just want a great discipleship course, you say, I'd just like to grow in my relationship with the Lord, and I'd like to be drawn closer to Him and know what it is to live a Spirit-filled life, this is the program you need to be in for discipleship. So come on out and join us 7 to 9 p.m. this evening. And then we'll look forward to our Sunday services here at Bible Baptist Church, and looking forward to a great Lord's Day together this Sunday, a week from Sunday, and I'll say more about it next week on the broadcast, will be the 67th anniversary of Bible Baptist Church. 67 years, Bible Baptist Church has been proclaiming the gospel message here in Grove City. And so we'll celebrate that milestone a week from Sunday. But we'll have our regular services. We do have Spanish Bible class at 9:30 on Sunday morning. And we do have our regular Bible classes and Sunday school at 9:30. And then our morning service at 10:30, evening service at 5:30 on Sunday. Now, yesterday, Proverbs 18 and Psalm 19. We started talking about our tongue, about pleasing the Lord with our speech, where the Bible says in Proverbs 18, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And how the words, Proverbs or Psalm 19, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Words. And we talked about how we got to be careful about our words, because they can get us in trouble and cause great harm. We got to be careful about our words, because we're not just to be silent. We're to be encouraging one another and building each other up. And then we said also, because our words reveal our heart. It's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. And I would encourage you, if you haven't heard yesterday's broadcast, to go back and listen to that broadcast. And we're talking about our words. I read this earlier this week. My name is Gossip. I'm more deadly than the screaming shell of the cannon. I win without killing. I tear down homes, I break hearts, I wreck lives. I travel on the wings of the wind. No innocence is strong enough to intimidate me, no purity enough to daunt me. I have no regard for truth, I have no respect for justice, I have no mercy for the defenseless. My victims are as numerous as the sands of the sea and often as innocent. I never forget and seldom forgive. Oh, my friend, that's gossip. The tongue has great potential, as we said yesterday, for good, but also for evil. And so we have to be prepared to control that tongue. Proverbs 10:20, the tongue of the just is as choice silver. Proverbs 31, about the Proverbs 31 woman. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Proverbs 15:4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Wow. I read this poem about the tongue. Ready? Oh, Spirit of the living God, control this tongue of mine. No knife is quite so sharp as words, yet words can be divine. A tongue not yielded to God's will can stir up awful strife. Lord, use this tongue of mine today to speak thy words of life. I want my tongue to sing God's praise, to tell his love for me, to speak God's holy name in prayer and thanks for Calvary. Lord, help me that this tongue of mine shall speak thy word in love, that what I say will be thy will, directed from above. O Holy Spirit, faithful guide this tongue of mine. Inspire that only words that please the Lord shall be my heart's desire. So may I lead some soul to Christ by spoken words or songs. Then as God leads, do not forget my tongue to him belongs. Wow, that's good, isn't it? So how do we control the tongue? How can I make it? How can I please God in my speech? in the use of my tongue. Let me give you some practical application, okay? You ready? Number one, remember that it is a work of God and a work of the Holy Spirit. You will not control the tongue under your own power. The tongue can no man tame. So you're not going to do it. God said that. So let God tame it. Ask him to bring your speech under his control. And then rely on his power to transform you. The psalmist said it this way. He prayed to God. He said, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth and keep the door of my lips. Psalm 141. So ask God to take care of it. Number two, ask God to let you hear yourself. Oftentimes, we don't know how bad something sounds to hear somebody else say it. And we say, wow, is that what I sound like when I say that? How do others sound when you hear them? And that's how you sound when others hear you. Number three, set a goal to say one encouraging thing to somebody today. Every day, I'm going to say something encouraging to somebody every day. Then at the end of the day, keep track of whether you were able to accomplish that or not. What you're doing is you're developing a habit of encouraging speech, edifying speech, and that pleases God. Number four, practice both putting off and putting on. In other words, we don't just eliminate the bad, we replace the bad with the good. Okay, if you're working on being less critical, don't just make it your goal to eliminate your critical speech, but make it your goal to, I'm going to replace it with encouraging speech. And number five, honor and glorify God with your words. Honor and glorify God with your words. Just ask the Lord, let me stop before I say it, and will this be honoring to you? There's going to come a day, the Bible says, when all of creation will worship and praise the Lord. Every tongue will sing his praise. The Bible says one day every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And over in the book of Revelation in chapter 5, it says when we get to heaven, the Bible says that we're going to cry with a loud voice saying, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And we're going to say, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Oh, I tell you, that's what I look forward to. That's the best reason of all to strive for him to control our tongue. Because he is worthy. Christ is worthy to receive all the honor and the glory that we can possibly give him. Oh, will you make it your goal to please him in your speech? I close with this story. A seminary professor was vacationing with his wife in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. One morning, they're eating breakfast at a little restaurant, hoping to enjoy a quiet family meal. While they're waiting on their food, they noticed a distinguished-looking, white-haired gentleman moving from table to table, visiting with the guests. The professor leaned over and whispered to his wife, "I hope he doesn't come over here." But sure enough, the man did come over to their table. "Where are you folks from?" he asked in a friendly voice. "Oklahoma," they answered. "Well, it's great to have you here in Tennessee," the stranger said. "What do you do for a living?" "I teach at a seminary," the man replied. "Oh, so you teach preachers to preach, do you? Well, I've got a really great story for you." And he sat down. He pulled a chair up to their table and sat down. And the professor groaned and thought to himself, "Great, just what I need. Another preacher story." The man started out, "Well, you see that mountain over there?" he said, pointing out the restaurant window. "Not far from the base of that mountain, there was a boy born to an unwed mother. Oh, he had a hard time growing up because every place he went, he was always asked the same question. Hey, boy, who's your daddy?" Whether he was at school, the grocery store, the drug store, people would ask the same question. "Hey, boy, who's your daddy?" He would hide at recess and lunchtime from other students. He would avoid going into stores because the question hurt him so bad. You see, when he was about 12 years old, a new preacher came to his church. And he always would go in late and slip out early to avoid hearing the question, "Who's your daddy?" But one day the new preacher said the benediction so fast that he got caught and he had to walk out with the crowd. Just about the time he got to the back door, the new preacher, not knowing anything about him, put his hand on his shoulder and asked him, "Son, who's your daddy?" The whole church got deathly quiet. He could feel every eye in the church was looking at him. Now everyone would finally know the answer to that question. Who's your daddy? The new preacher, though, sensed the situation around him, and using discernment that only the Holy Spirit could give him, said the following to that scared little boy. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know who you are. I see the family resemblance now. You're a child of God. And with that, he patted the boy on the shoulder and said, Boy, you've got a great inheritance. Go and claim it. The boy smiled for the first time in a long time. And he walked out the door that morning a changed person. He was never the same again. Whenever anybody asked him, Who's your daddy? He'd look him right in the eye and say, I'm a child of God. With that, the distinguished looking gentleman got up from the table and said, Isn't that a great story? And the professor responded that, yes, it really was a great story. And as the man turned to leave, he looked at him and he said, You know, if that new preacher hadn't told me that I was one of God's children, I probably never would have amounted to anything. As he walked away, the seminary professor and his wife were stunned. He called the waitress over and asked her, Do you know who that man was that just left that was sitting at our table? Well, the waitress grinned and said, Of course, everybody here knows him. Well, who is he? Well, that's Ben Hooper. He's the governor of Tennessee. Radio listener, who should you remind today that they're one of God's children? Who in your life today could you go up to and just remind them, I know who you are. You're a child of God. Ben Hooper died in 1957. He was governor of Tennessee from 1911 to 1915. The power of our speech. The power of the tongue. What a great story indeed. So be careful. Let's make sure that we use our tongue to bring glory to God. Don't let it be the flaming fire. Don't let it do damage. Let it lift others up. Let our speech be full of mercy and love and peace and courtesy and sincerity and gentleness and goodness. Let's make sure that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart are acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Well, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Friday, a great weekend. I look forward to seeing some of you at the RU meeting this evening. Others of you, let's come out for church. Remember, our Hispanic Bible class now, meeting at 9:30 on Sunday mornings, and that's entirely in Spanish. And you can come out and enjoy the Bible study in your language, if that's the language that you speak. And then morning service, and then evening service at 10:30 and 5:30. And again, I want to assure you folks that we're praying for you, Gary and Melanie and Danny and Sylvia and Cassandra and others. We're lifting you up in prayer, and thank you so much for sharing your requests with us, and we're praying for God to take care of the needs of your heart. And if you have a request or a blessing you can share with us, feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. You can access these programs on our website. Also, it's podcasts on iTunes or on iHeartRadio, and you check it out there, will you? And then let's come back Monday for the broadcast, okay? And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.